Sage was sceptical.
Lost? What are two sea rats doing this far inland?
Slip adopted his look of injured dignity.
Begging your pardon, ma'am, but we're not sea rats. Oh, no. My name's Slip, and I'm a cook. This here's me mate Blaggart, and he's a carpenter. Oh, that's what he is, a carpenter.
Tarquin took over from Sister Sage.
You still haven't told us what you're doing round here.
Slip wrung the tails of his coat in both claws, as if the tale was too harrowing for him to tell.
Well, you see, your lordship, we're the only two beasts left alive from the wreck of the Muddy Duck. That was our ship. She was sunken by a storm and all our mates was drowned. Ain't that right, messmate?
He gave Blaggart a slight kick.
Oh, that's right, Captain.
The sea rat stammered.
The old dirty swan was lost at sea, right enough. There's only me and the captain left alive to tell the tale.
Why does that one keep calling you captain?
Said Brother Mallon, smartly relieving Slip of his cutlass.
You'll have to forgive old Blaggy, sir. He's a bit slow in the head. Captain is his nickname for me.
Slip gave Blaggart a playful buffet as hard as he could. Mallon inspected the ship cutlass blade.
One of you said your ship was the Muddy Duck, but the other said it was the Dirty Swan. Now, which is it?
Both sea rats started contradicting each other.
The Muddy Swan.
The Dirty Duck.
The Muddy Duck.
The Swanny Duck.
The Dirty Mud.
You mean you can't remember the name of your own ship?
Sage interrupted sharply. Slip collapsed to the ground, covering both eyes with his claws as he made weeping noises.
It's the shock and hunger. Oh, it was awful. Awful.
Blaggart produced a grubby kerchief and began comforting Slip.
Don't go getting upset it now, Captain. Here, blow your snare and you'll feel better.
Blaggart performed a silent dance of agony as Slip bit savagely on his paw. Tarquin separated them.
Steady on there, chaps. That's enough of that. Well, we've got our young'uns back no worse for wear, and I suppose it's you two we've got to thank. Suppose you'd better come back to the Abbey with us. Tom, Tree Rose, will you follow up the rear in case any beast gets lost again? Tom, Tree Rose?
But the two reclusive squiddles had vanished into the vastnesses of Mossflower. Supper that evening was served in Cavern Hall, a smaller, less decorated venue than the Great Hall. Blind Simeon sat next to Mother Mellis.
So, Mellis, your two dibbons are back safe and sound,
he said. The badger nodded as she helped herself to blueberry tart and meadow cream.
Aye, a bowl of soup apiece, a sound scrubbing in the bath, and sent off to bed straight away as an example to the others.
Simeon smiled as he poured her a beaker of maple cordial.
Little rascals, dibbons seem to live in a world of their own. I don't suppose they meant any real harm.